Warning, they say everything's bigger in Texas, especially the balls on Texas Man. Listener discretion is advised.
Florida Man, Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man.
Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is a shorter version of our show where we read you the Florida Man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man-like, or things you have experienced where you encounter some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
And we're a little late getting this one out. We're supposed to have them out on Fridays, and this one's coming out on Saturday afternoon, so sorry about that, but better late than never, I guess. And our email this week is from your buddy,
JP,
and he just says the stupidity.
Wait, how did he get to be my buddy?
That's what you started calling him.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I thought Matthew from Washington State was my buddy. I can have two buddies.
Buddies.
Well, then there's Heather, so that's three buddies. Well, then, fuck, now I got Travis. That's four. I don't know if I can deal with four, but we'll see.
All right. Well, he just says the stupidity is strong in today's news stories, even in Texas.
All right. This comes to us from from Florida, from Orlando, Fox 35. Unless there's a town in Texas called Orlando. Texas.
There's
man.
A Paris in Texas. So Paris, I true. Couldn't.
There's an Alamo in Texas, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you ever go in the basement?
No. I went to the Alamo, but I don't think I don't know. The basement? No. Yeah. No, I didn't go to the basement.
There's no basement in the Alamo.
It was a trick question?
Yeah. And did you ever see Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
No.
That's where he was.
I wasn't a big Pee-wee fan.
His bike was stolen, and that's where he was told that it was. It was in the basement of the Alamo. So he goes on the tour of the Alamo and gets to the end. He's like, we never toured the basement. And everybody looks at him like he's an idiot. And he's like, there's no basement in the Alamo. So yeah, it's funnier when
I guess you had to be there.
Yeah. When you have to explain a joke, it's not funny.
All right. Here we go. A Texas man has been arrested for trying to sell a stolen ATV to its original owner. A Texas man was arrested for allegedly trying to sell an ATV, that would be an all-terrain vehicle, Joel.
Very good.
To the person that he stole it from, according to authorities. Justin Troy Alex Anderson, 33, was booked on October the 22nd into El Paso County Detention Facility on theft charges.
Now, that's real shitty luck to the one person you're going to sell the hot merchandise to is
the one you stole it from.
Yeah. You'd think you'd check the guy out beforehand and... You know, look at his Facebook profile, see if he has any pictures, you know, outside of his house that looks exactly like the place that you stole it from.
Yeah. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office said a victim reported a small ATV and various landscaping equipment was stolen from their storage unit in El Paso, a city located on the Rio Grande on the far western side of the state.
Yeah, it's like right on that little pointy end.
Close to our Spanish-speaking friends.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's a lot of Spanish-speaking friends in El Paso.
Investigators were later able to locate the stolen items on a trading and selling website.
Gee, you think maybe that's Craigslist?
Yeah.
El Paso is Spanish for the pass. That's for our English-speaking listeners.
Okay. Thank you, Joel.
Rio Grande is Spanish for Big River.
Yeah, I knew. Yeah. You done? You got anything, any other tidbits
we'll see
so far?
We'll see if there's any other Spanish words in here that I can translate for our English-speaking friends.
Sheriff's deputies worked with the victim to arrange a meeting with Anderson to purchase the stolen property, authorities said. After the purchase was made, deputies conducted a traffic stop a few blocks away in the site where the items were stolen and took Anderson into custody.
They made him buy it back?
They made him buy it back.
Damn. That sucked. maybe they gave him the
money.
In front of the cash from the evidence locker. Jeez, that would suck if you had to buy your own stolen shit back.
From the cops on top of that.
No, the cops... The owner was the one that met up with the guy and bought him.
That's right. They took him into custody. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office said he's being held on $2,500 bond.
Sheriff's Office, that's policia in Spanish for our Spanish-speaking friends.
All right. Well, that was our little dumbass from Texas. So what have we learned from this? If you're going to steal some shit...
Go out of town to sell it.
Yeah, or at least have somebody lined up before you steal it. Don't put it on Craigslist.
Put pictures of a similar, but...
Or use it yourself.
Yeah. I mean, we had the one guy that stole an ATV, and he used it to get away from the cops.
Yeah. He wasn't successful, but he tried.
Nope.
All right, well, that's our quickie story for this week, folks. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the quickie show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in the Missed Encounters section of Craigslist.
And as always, we'll finish up today with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man, Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.